It was down in Nashville, Tennessee, when I discovered there was a dearth of mirth upon the earth. It was during the terrible dry out time, the drought of the 80s, which has reared its head again. But I'm not a doomsayer, I'm not a naysayer, I'm not a malcontent or an ne'er-do-well. So I decided to go on a vision quest to end the dearth of mirth upon the earth. And I crossed the four-lane highway. And I stood at the edge of the sacred ground. And there, glowing like a jeweled mandala at the center of the universe, was the Kroger store. And there, standing on top of the Kroger store, was Elvis. And Elvis was looking down at me, and he was saying, "Well," I knew what to say back. "Well," he said, "Well," I said, "He said, "Well, yeah, boy, yeah." He said, "I want you to write a rain-making song." "Well," he said, "and I don't want you to write no new age ditty. And I don't want you to write no neo-shamanistic jingle." "Well, I want you to write a sure-fire rockabilly rain-making song." "Well." You know, I played at Bluegrass Festival last weekend, and I did this, and this woman right down the front row say, "Hey, not very good, Elvis impersonator." When Elvis talks, I listen.
put on down. Let the
I'll tell you what, I'd like to tell you a little story about a man I used to work with here.